Okay, I have two questions for you first.
Takže mám najprv dvě otázky pro vás.
So people will come back and they give us tell them my two questions.
Takže keď sa ľudia vrátia, tak im povieme, že máme pre nich dve otázky.
So first question.
Takže tá prvá otázka
is who was the person or who were the people?
Kto boli tí ľudia?
That were important in bringing you to Christ.
Ktorí boli tí, ktorí ťa priviedli ku Kristovi.
And then,
a potom,
question two.
A druhá otázka.
Are you going to remember these questions?
A zapamätáte si ich?
Okay. Question number two.
Takže druhá otázka.
Who was the person or the people?
Takže kto boli tí ľudia alebo ten človek?
That were important in continuing your journey with Christ.
Ktorí boli dôležití v tvojom pokračovaní v tej tvojej ceste s Kristom.
So they helped you in your journey with Christ and took you further.
Takže ti pomohli na tej ceste a vzali ťa ďalej na tej ceste.
Okay. Okay. Anyone want to share?
A niekto chce zdieľať?
To everyone, who were the people that either told you about Christ or people that helped you? Continue.
Takže chce niekto zdieľať tých ľudí, kto to bol?
Mňa priviedol k Ježišovi Pájas a 9 priateľov.
So for me it was Pájas sister's boyfriend.
Prvá osoba, druhá osoba, potom bol ľudia, ktorí mi pomohli nasledovať Ježiša.
And then there were some people who well, helped me to follow Jesus.
So, Stašep
Gavel from AC.
Potom Pizzini z Ekšotovského. To teraz a ešte medzi tým Danny Johnson Samolako.
And before Danny Johnson Samolako.
Super, thank you.
Ďakujem.
Ja by som chcel povedať, lebo to u mňa bolo to začiatok cez moje deti.
So for me it was my children.
Pretože ako absolútne neveriaci človek som prijala Boha, keď bolo moje dieťa v ohrození asi možno aj života a proste, keď som bola úplne zúfala, tak som prosila Boha, ak si zachráň moje dieťa a ja sa nikdy nezapriem.
So as total unbeliever, I accepted Jesus when my child was in danger of life. I told God that, okay, if you save my children, my child, I will give my life to you.
A ostala som v tejto pozícii 10 rokov.
And I stayed in this position for 10 years and I believed that okay there is a God.
Ale nič viac s tým nerobím.
But I didn't do anything
else with that. A potom prišiel Danny Jones do Žiliny a moja dcera Lenka sa obrátila v Kompase.
And then Danny Jones came to Žilina and my daughter Lenka accepted Christ in Kompas.
A ona ma začala pozývať k Staškovi.
And she started inviting me to Stašek, to this church.
A potom úplne najviac teda v tom pokračovaní spravil Danny Jones u neho na pôjde.
And then Danny Jones made the rest in his house, on the top of his house.
A celý nový začiatok, lebo
ten atletik
prijala Ježiša do svojho srdca a už.
And this was like really beginning, I accepted Christ. And I thank also Nový začiatok church.
Anyone else?
Niekto ďalší?
Môj otec.
So my father.
Alebo ako znamená aj Draho.
But also my brother, Draho.
Potom pokračovanie Draho vždy bol taký môj duchovný otec.
And also my brother, Draho was like my spiritual father later.
A potom samozrejme sme s ľudí cez to života, kde som vždy na tom zbore bola, alebo v duchovnú rec som pôsobila. Vždy bola skupina ľudí, ktorí ma vždy posúvali.
And then also later in every church I was attending, there were some people who were pushing me forward.
A teraz samozrejme nový začiatok, ktorý je moja rodina a každý člen tohto zboru je priniesie niečo do môjho života, čo by som rastla.
And now it's this church and like this is my family and every person in this family like gives something to my life which pushes me forward.
Cool. Anyone else?
Niekto ďalší?
No. People just looking at me, so no. I was thinking about this.
Takže ja som nad tým premýšľal nad sebou, nad týmito otázkami.
And normally I think about my friend John.
A normálne si spomeniem na svojho kamaráta Jana, Johna, ktorý bol vedúci mládeže.
yeah, here's my youth leader. But actually, then I thought, there was a lady called Heather.
Ale potom tam bola ešte jedna dáma, Heather.
And she was an incredible lady.
A ona bola úžasná žena.
She had some strong batteries in her.
A mala veľmi silné batérie v nej.
She was non-stop.
Bola absolútne non-stop.
She was a powerful woman.
Veľmi silná žena. Veľmi malá, ale silná žena.
She was so powerful that all the men were scared of her, I think.
A myslím, že všetci muži sa jej báli.
Because she was so correct with God.
A ona bola tak na správnej ceste s Bohom.
And she would tell you.
A ona ti vždy povedala.
What was correct and what wasn't correct.
Čo bolo správne a čo nebolo správne.
And you could see in her life that she was living exactly what she said.
A ty si mohol vidieť aj na jej živote, že ona naozaj žila to, čo hovorila.
And I went to Africa for 6 weeks when I was 17.
Keď som mal 17, tak som odišiel na 6 týždňov do Afriky.
And I came back and decided not to go to university.
A keď som sa vrátil, tak som sa rozhodol, že nebudem pokračovať na univerzite.
I don't know what my mom and dad thought about that now.
A neviem teraz, že tak spätne, že ako nad tým rozmýšľajú moji rodičia.
Anyway, so I decided that I wanted to go to Bible college.
Ale ja som sa rozhodol, že chcem ísť na biblickú školu.
But it was too late.
Ale už bolo neskoro.
So Heather said, "Oh, come and work with me."
Takže Heather povedala, že tak poď a pracuj so mnou.
Because she was the person who went into schools to tell children about Jesus.
A pretože ona bola ten človek, ktorý chodil do škôl a hovorila deťom o Ježišovi.
And so for one year she showed me what to do.
Takže jeden celý rok mi ukazovala, čo robiť, vlastne ako to robiť.
And oh, she would show me what was right and what was wrong.
A ona mi ukazovala, čo bolo správne a čo bolo nesprávne.
But in the best possible way.
Ale tým najlepším spôsobom.
And she has an unforgettable voice.
A ona má úplne nezabudnutelný hlas.
Because she's Scottish.
Pretože je Škótka.
And she has this beautiful Scottish voice.
A má krásny škótsky hlas.
So even when she's telling you you did something wrong.
Takže aj keď ti hovorila, že si niečo zle urobil.
It sounded nice.
Tak to znelo pekne.
But she played a huge role in my life.
Ale hrala naozaj veľmi silnú úlohu v mojom živote.
And lots of other people I know as well.
A aj v mnohých životoch mnohých ďalších ľudí, ktorých poznám.
Anyway, we'll come back to that later.
No, ale vrátime sa k tomu ešte neskôr.
We are at the end of the book of Matthew.
A sme teraz na konci Evanjelia Matúša.
This is the final time of looking at the book of Matthew.
To je posledný krát, keď sa pozeráme na túto knihu teraz.
I forgot when we started.
Už som zabudol, kedy sme začali.
I have no idea when we started.
Naozaj si nepamätám.
I don't know. I remember it could have been more than I don't know how long ago.
Naozaj neviem, ako dávno to bolo vzadu.
Was it? I remember Zach making all the men stand up and all sorts of things close to the beginning.
Si nepamätám, pamätám si, ako Zach podal všetkým mužom, nech sa postavia.
Seems like years ago.
Myslím, že tu už sa mi zdá, ako by to boli roky dozadu.
I remember at the start of when we looked at Matthew, you'd have a quiz every week.
Pamätám si na začiatku, keď sme začínali s touto sériou, tak sme mali quiz každý týždeň.
Do you remember?
Pamätáte si?
The longest gospel, the shortest gospel.
Najdlhšie evanjelium, najkratšie evanjelium.
How many chapters are there in Matthew?
Koľko kapitol je v Matúšovi?
Which book talks about the wise men?
Ktorá kniha hovorí, alebo ktoré evanjelium hovorí o mudrcoch?
Now you're thinking just like, oh, which one?
A teraz rozmýšľate, tak ktoré to bolo? Neviem si spomenúť.
But this book of Matthew, I've really enjoyed.
Ale ja som si evanjelium Matúša naozaj užil.
But I realized something.
Ale niečo som si uvedomil.
When I was preparing for today,
a keď som sa pripravoval na dnešok,
and maybe Peťo will agree with this,
a možno aj Peťo bude aj súhlasiť,
when you have to prepare to be able to speak,
a keď sa máte pripraviť na to, aby ste hovorili,
you really have to engage in the book.
Tak sa naozaj musíte tak pohrúžiť do tej knihy.
And so for us, as we speak to you and as we prepare every week to preach or speak,
a tak my, keď sa pripravíme každý týždeň na to, aby sme hovorili,
we kind of had the best deal.
Tak z toho máme to najlepšie.
Because we're looking into it in lots of detail and trying to find something that we can say to you.
Pretože sa snažíme pozrieť na každý jeden detail a zistiť, že čo vám vlastne máme povedať.
And I thought, man, I've got quite a lot from this book.
A ja som si naozaj povedal, že mám toho veľa z tej knihy, čo mi dala.
And I wonder whether you guys have got the same as what
neviem, či aj vy máte taký istý pocit sami z tejto knihy, alebo nie.
But the book of Matthew was written for the Jews.
Ale táto kniha bola napísaná pre Židov.
It was written for the guys who were around at the time where Jesus was and after.
A bola napísaná pre tých ľudí, ktorí boli v tom čase, ktorí žili v tom čase ako Ježiš.
And Matthew was putting all of the stories that he had got from the disciples into one book.
A Matúš dal všetky tie príbehy, ktoré mal od učeníkov, do jednej knihy.
So the disciples had gone around telling all of these stories about Jesus, what had happened.
Takže tí učeníci tam chodili a hovorili všetky tie príbehy, čo sa stalo s Ježišom.
And then Matthew decided we need to put this together.
A Matúš sa rozhodol, že potrebujeme to dať dokopy.
Because we need to be able to explain to people.
Pretože musíme byť schopní vysvetliť ľuďom,
what actually happened with Jesus.
Čo sa naozaj stalo s Ježišom.
And so the Jewish people could see, hey, this is your Messiah.
Tak aby aj tí Židia videli, že toto je tvoj, že toto je ich Mesiáš.
And so at the start of the book, it was all about the Old Testament and how Jesus is the one that the Old Testament promised.
Tak na začiatku je to celé o Starom zákone a o tom, ako Ježiš je ten, ktorý bol zasľúbený v Starom zákone.
So we had the, how was it called, genealogy.
Takže je tam tá, ten rodokmeň.
We had Jesus being the fulfillment of lots of things when he was born.
Je tam Ježiš, ktorý je naplnený, naplnením mnohých vecí, keď sa narodil.
We got Jesus being God with us, Emmanuel.
A máme tam Ježiša, ktorý je Boh s nami, Immanuel.
And Matthew wants to show people, look, this is the one we're waiting for, don't miss it.
A Matúš chcel povedať ľuďom, že pozrite, toto je ten človek, na ktorého sme čakali, nezmeškajte to.
Then Jesus goes around telling people about this new idea of his.
A potom Ježiš chodí po tej krajine a hovorí ľuďom o tej novej myšlienke, ktorú priniesol.
And he calls it the kingdom of God.
A on to nazýva kráľovstvom Božím.
And for the chapter 4 to 7 he's talking about this new kingdom.
A v kapitolách 4 až 7 hovorí o tomto novom kráľovstve.
Then after that the next chapters he's actually showing people this is what the kingdom looks like.
A potom v ďalších kapitolách ukazuje ľuďom, že ako to kráľovstvo má vyzerať vlastne.
People are being forgiven, people are being free.
Ľuďom je odpúšťané, ľudia sú oslobodzovaní.
Yeah, people are being healed.
Uzdravovaní.
People are being put back into society.
A ľudia sa vracajú späť do spoločnosti.
And people are being allowed to find God for themselves as well.
A ľuďom je dovolené nájsť Boha samým.
But then we continue and people have different responses to Jesus.
A potom pokračujeme a ľudia rôzne odpovedajú, rôzne reagujú na Ježiša.
Some people are like, oh, yes, he's wonderful.
A niektorí sú nadšení z Ježiša, on je, a hovoria, že je úžasný.
Some people are, who is he? What is this man?
A niektorí sa pýtajú, že kto to je? Kto je ten človek?
And some people are, I don't like this man.
A niektorí si hovoria, že tak mne sa tento človek nepáči.
And then we arrive with different expectations of the Messiah.
A potom prichádzame k tomu, že máme tam rôzne očakávania na Mesiáša.
So we find the disciples, the religious leaders.
Takže máme tam učeníkov, tých náboženských vodcov.
All of the people around had expectations about what would happen and what God would do to save them and free them.
A všetci títo ľudia mali rôzne pohľady na to, čo by mal Boh urobiť, ako by ich mal oslobodiť, alebo čo by mal spraviť.
But Jesus had completely different ideas to everyone else.
Ale Ježiš mal úplne inú myšlienku ku všetkým týmto ľuďom.
They were expecting him to come in and to get rid of the Gentiles, the Romans.
A niektorí mali pocit, že budú oslobodení od Rímanov, od pohanov, že prevezme vládu.
They were expecting the religious leaders and these ones that were seen as the best to be first in God's kingdom.
A potom tí náboženskí vodcovia očakávali, že oni budú tí prví v tom kráľovstve Božom.
And Jesus said it's got nothing to do with them.
A Ježiš povedal, že to nemá nič spoločné s nimi.
It's to do with your heart towards God.
A má to všetko spoločné s vašim srdcom k Bohu a k postoju k Bohu.
And then the arguments start and the kingdoms clash.
A potom začínajú tam hádky a tie kráľstva sa bojujú proti sebe.
So Jesus' kingdom and the kingdom that everyone else wanted.
A to kráľstvo Ježiša a to kráľstvo, ktoré všetci ostatní chcú, tak sú v konflikte.
And it ends with the temple.
A končí to s chrámom.
The Passover meal.
A v poslednou večerou.
Crucifixion and resurrection.
A s ukrižovaním, z mŕtvych staním.
And then we end up today.
A potom končíme dnes.
The end of the book.
Alebo dnešku. A ten koniec knihy.
And we're chapter 28.
A sme v kapitole 28.
Verses 16 to 20.
A verše 16 až 20.
These are really, really well-known verses for you.
A sú to veľmi dobre známe verše. Budete ich veľmi dobre poznať určite.
So Matthew 28.
Takže Matúš 28.
16 až 20.
Potom 11 učeníci išli do Galilei na vrch, kam im rozkázal Ježiš, a keď ho uzreli, poklonili sa mu, niektorí však pochybovali. Ježiš pristúpil k ním a povedal im: daná mi je všetká moc na nebi a na zemi. Choďte teda, čiňte mi učeníkmi všetky národy, krstiac ich v mene Otca i Syna i Ducha Svätého a učiac ich zachovávať všetko, čokoľvek som vám prikázal. Aj hľa, ja som s vami po všetky dni až do konca sveta. Amen.
Great. It's short, huh?
Je to krátke. Niekoľko posledných týždňov sme mali vždy celú dlhú kapitolu, ktorú sme naraz čítali.
Four verses.
A teraz máme 4 verše.
But full of different things.
Ale plné rôznych vecí.
Once again we find ourselves on the mountain.
A znova sa nachádzame na vrchu.
Do you remember that game I had where I was drawing pictures?
A pamätáte si tú hru, ktorú som mal, keď sme kreslili
thank you.
Tie obrázky?
Yeah, and every single picture was something on a mountain.
A každý jeden obrázok bolo niečo na vrchu, čo sa udialo.
Because in the book of Matthew, the important things happen on the mountain.
Pretože v tejto knihe sa tie dôležité veci odohrávajú na kopci.
So we had temptations on the mountain.
Takže máme tam pokušenia na vrchu.
Sermon on the mount.
A tak kázanie na vrchu.
Mm-hmm. Transfiguration, when he changed.
Premenenie.
Yeah. And other teaching, he's on the mountain lots of the time.
A rôzne iné učenia, ktoré mal na vrchu.
And he's on the mountain again.
A teraz je tiež na vrchu.
The disciples have been told to go and meet him there.
A učeníkom bolo povedané, aby išli na ten vrch, aby sa s ním stretli.
And interesting thing.
A zaujímavá vec je.
It's got nothing to do with what I'm saying today, but interesting thing. Is that the disciples worshipped him?
Že tí učeníci ho uctievali.
But some of them were not quite sure what to do.
Ale niektorí z nich si neboli úplne istí, čo robiť.
Did you see that? It's like in verse 16.
V tom verši 16 alebo 17.
Yeah, they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted or some hesitated.
Že videli ho, uctievali ho, ale niektorí z nich pochybovali.
It's interesting, huh?
Zaujímavé.
This is the resurrected Christ.
A toto je zmrtvých stály Kristus.
So they've seen everything he's done.
Takže oni videli všetko to, čo urobil.
They've seen him come back to life.
A uvideli ho, ako sa vrátil do života.
This is the guy that was dead, that they saw.
To je ten človek, ktorý bol mŕtvy, ktorý bol ukrižovaný.
And they didn't know whether they should worship him or not.
A oni nevedeli, či ho majú uctievať alebo nie.
I guess it's because of their Judaism. It's their idea that God is not a person.
Možno je to kvôli judaizmu, kvôli tomu, že Boh nie je človek.
And so maybe they thought we can't worship him. I'm not sure.
Možno oni si mysleli, že ho nesmú uctievať. Nie som si istý, čím to bolo.
Anyway, let's go.
Ale pokračujme.
It's just interesting for me that.
Ale bolo to pre mňa zaujímavé.
They didn't all fall down flat on their face.
Že oni nespadli všetci na tvár na zem.
But Jesus said.
Ale Ježiš povedal.
All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me.
A je mi daná všetká moc, všetká autorita na zemi a na nebi.
And I like this at the end of the book.
A mne sa páči toto na konci tejto knihy.
Because at the start of the book, this is what the devil offered him.
A pretože na začiatku knihy je to presne, čo Satan Ježišovi ponúkal.
Yeah. There's the way the book is written, like things at the start you can see come back at the end. Like
ten spôsob, akým je tá kniha napísaná, že tie veci, ktoré boli napísané na začiatku, tak sa k ním vraciame na konci.
Matthew ties it together quite nicely.
A Matúš to veľmi pekne zviazal dokopy.
So Jesus was offered this authority on earth.
Takže Ježišovi bola ponúknutá moc na zemi.
But he didn't accept it from the devil.
Ale on to od Satana neprijal.
Because he knew he had to go and pay the price for death and sin.
Pretože on vedel, že musí ísť a zaplatiť cenu za smrť a za hriech.
And he had to bring God's new life.
A musí priniesť nový život.
And then finally he gets it.
A na konci ho má.
But from the Father.
Ale od Otca.
An important thing for this, for me.
A to dôležité pre mňa z tohto.
Is that Jesus is already ruling.
Že Ježiš už panuje.
Now.
Už panuje teraz.
It's not that he will rule in the end.
To nie je tak, že on bude panovať niekedy na konci.
His rule has started.
jeho panovanie už začalo.
Everything is not as it should be and will be in the end, but his rule has started.
Ešte tie všetky veci nie sú tak, ako majú byť, ale ako budú na konci, ale už panuje.
And we sing this with our Vernie Cloud and
a my to spievame aj na chvále.
But when we're living our lives, do we actually think that he is in charge? All things are under his authority.
Ale keď žijeme svoje životy, tak sme si vedomi toho, že on naozaj panuje, že všetky veci sú pod jeho autoritou?
Do we actually know that properly every day?
Naozaj si to skutočne uvedomujeme každý deň?
I think I forget that.
Ja myslím, že ja sa na to zabúdam.
You think, oh, one day everything will be okay.
A tak rozmýšľam tak, že tak jedného dňa bude všetko v poriadku.
But it's not one day everything will be okay.
Ale nie je to tak, že jedného dňa bude všetko v poriadku.
Because the devil's already been beaten.
A pretože Satan už bol porazený.
He's already lost.
Takže on už prehral.
His death has no hold on us.
A smrť už nemá moc nad nami.
And if I really knew that all the time, I'm sure my life would look different.
A keby som si to ale uvedomoval každý deň, tak verím tomu, že môj život by bol iný.
Do you know what I mean?
A chápete, čo myslím?
The next thing though.
A ďalšia vec.
You know, Jesus had different ideas to his disciples.
A Ježiš mal rôzne myšlienky, ktoré hovoril učeníkom.
So they were waiting for him to be king and take over and
a učeníci čakali, že on sa stane kráľom, že prevezme moc.
He would be the big important boss and they'll be next to him on the throne.
A že on tam bude ten veľmi dôležitý šéf a oni budú hneď vedľa neho.
But also Jesus had different ideas about how his kingdom would come to completion.
Ale Ježiš mal aj iný pohľad na to, ako jeho kráľovstvo ako jeho kráľovstvo vlastne bude naplnené.
Because I guess people would think, yeah, he would come and that would be it once.
Pretože ľudia si myslia, že tak ono raz príde a to bude to.
He would sort everything out and then boom, that's it once.
Že to bude taký jeden moment, kedy sa všetko vyrieši.
But Jesus' idea is different.
Ale tá Ježišová myšlienka je iná.
And of course better.
A samozrejme lepšia.
Because his plan involves his followers.
A pretože ten jeho plán zahŕňa jeho nasledovníkov.
So his plan involved these 11 disciples.
A ten jeho plán zahŕňal tých 11 učeníkov.
All the other people that followed around with these disciples as well.
A všetkých tých ostatných ľudí, ktorí nasledovali učeníkov okolo.
And us.
A tiež aj nás.
Because Jesus says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them.
A pretože Ježiš hovorí, a choďte teda, získavajte mi učeníkov vo všetkých národoch a krstite ich v mojom mene.
And teaching people to obey what he said.
A učte ľudí, aby poslúchali to, čo on hovorí.
You see, because maybe this is a good idea of leadership, I'm not our best one.
A možno toto je dobrá myšlienka o vodcovstve, nie som si istý.
But if God just came and did everything in one time.
Ale ak by Boh prišiel a vyriešil všetko v tom jednom momente,
we wouldn't be part of it in the way we should be.
Tak by sme neboli súčasťou, by sme neboli takou súčasťou toho, ako by sme mali byť.
But when Jesus' followers and people are involved in the process,
ale ak sú tí Ježišovi nasledovníci a učeníci a v tom procese,
the process of the kingdom coming,
a v tom procese prichádzajúceho kráľovstva,
then our hearts are changed.
Tak naše srdcia sa menia.
And our hearts become more like the hearts that God wants us to have.
A naše srdcia sú viac podobné tomu, aké ich chce mať Boh.
You know Hermie?
Poznáte? No. Hermie, neviem.
Hermie is a caterpillar. You don't know Hermie?
What is caterpillar?
Caterpillar, husenica.
Husenica, takže Hermie je husenica.
Yeah, and there's a children's book about Hermie.
A je to detská kniha o tej,
no?
Hermie husenici.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad guy. And Hermie is like a normal green caterpillar.
Takže to normálne na zelená husenica.
Apart from the fact that he talks to God.
Okrem toho, že tá husenica hovorí s Bohom.
Because it's a story by Max Lucado, yeah.
A to je príbeh od Max Lucado.
And he complains to God and he says, God, why did you make me so normal and common?
A tá husenica sa hovorí k Bohu a sťažuje sa, že prečo si ma spravila takú, prečo si ma spravil takou normálnou.
And he sees a ladybird and the ladybird's got beautiful spots.
A on tá husenica vidí tak toho vtáčika, on má krásne
lienka.
Aha, lienku a tá lienka má krásne bodky na sebe.
And he says to God, why did you not make me like that?
A pýta sa Boha, že tak prečo si ma neurobil takouto?
And God says, I am not finished with you yet, Hermie.
A Boh je hovorí, že ja som ešte s tebou neskončil.
I'm giving you a heart like mine.
Ja ti dávam srdce, ako je moje.
And then he sees a snail, and the snail has a house on its back.
A potom vidí slimáka, a ten slimák má ten domček na sebe.
Yeah, and he says, why did you give him a house and I'm just a green caterpillar?
A pýta sa, že tak prečo si husenici, teda slimákovi dal ten domček a mne nie, ja som len tá husenica.
You know, and it goes on like this.
A tak toto pokračuje.
And God says to him, I'm not finished with you yet, I'm giving you a heart like mine.
A Boh je stále hovorí, ja som s tebou ešte neskončil, ja ti dávam srdce také, ako je moje.
And you know what will happen next?
A viete, čo sa stane potom?
No. Yeah, a bird came and ate him.
Príde vták a zožerie.
That came later. No. Of course, he fell asleep.
Tak samozrejme, on zaspí.
He fell asleep. And he woke up.
A zobudí sa.
He felt a tickle on his back.
A cíti také šteglenie na chrbáte.
And his beautiful wings opened up.
A tie krásne krídla sa roztvoria.
And he was a butterfly.
A je s nej motýl.
And then he realized.
A potom si uvedomila,
that God had finished with him.
Že Boh s ňou skončil. A už je naozaj krásny motýl.
Nice story, huh?
Pekný príbeh.
But I think this is a little bit like a little bit like what happens when Jesus involves us.
A myslím, že je to trochu podobné tomu, keď Ježíš zahŕňa nás
in doing his work.
A do tej jeho práce.
Because when you have to try and step out and do things for God.
Pretože keď máte vykročiť a robiť tú prácu s Bohom pre Boha.
When you have to trust God.
Keď máte dôverovať Bohu.
When you have to walk with God, you are changed.
A keď máte kráčať s Bohom, tak vás to zmení.
Problems happen. Things go wrong. Things go well.
Problémy sa stávajú, veci sa vždy nepodaria.
And you are changed.
Ale vás to zmení.
Yeah. And the disciples, think about these disciples. I like the disciples.
A rozmýšľajte teraz nad tými učeníkmi. Mne sa oni páčia.
Poor guys.
Títo ubohí ľudia.
Yeah. We followed them on this journey.
My sme ich nasledovali na tomto príbehu.
They've gone from catching fish.
Oni boli na začiatku, teda chytali ryby.
They're smelly men.
Boli to takí smrdiaci ľudia, muži.
Uneducated smelly men.
Nevzdelaní muži.
Yeah, and then or Matthew, who wrote this book, was a tax collector.
A tento Matúš, ktorý napísal tento príbeh, bol colníkom.
So he was hated by everyone.
Takže jeho všetci nenávideli.
And these guys had followed Jesus.
A títo ľudia nasledovali Ježiša.
The whole way through following Jesus, they didn't get it.
A celý ten čas to nepochopili.
Even when it comes to him dying, they completely didn't know what was happening.
Aj keď on zomrel, tak oni stále nevedeli, že čo sa dialo.
When he came back to life,
a keď stal z mŕtvych,
Tomáš definitely didn't believe what was happening.
Tak Tomáš určite neveril, čo sa stalo.
It was just the world, as well, the women actually could say, look, we've seen it, come on.
To boli asi len ženy, ktoré povedali svetu, že my sme ho videli, toto sa stalo.
And even when he's given his last words, they weren't sure whether to worship or not.
Aj keď Ježiš dal svoje posledné slova, tak oni si neboli istí, či ho uctievať alebo nie.
Poor guys.
Naozaj úbohí ľudia.
And Jesus gives them the job of telling everyone about him.
A Ježiš dal im tú úlohu, aby všetkým hovorili o ňom.
It's an impossible job.
To je úplne nemožná úloha.
You wouldn't give the job to them.
Normálne by ste takým ľuďom nedali tú úlohu.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Neviem si to predstaviť.
The idea of Jesus, are you serious?
Ale.
Jesus, are you serious?
A Ježiš, myslíš to vážne?
Because he's asking them, this small group of people,
pretože on od nich žiada, od tejto malej skupiny ľudí,
who are not theologically trained,
ktorí nie sú naozaj vyškolení,
to go and spread this word about Jesus to all nations.
Aby šírili to slovo a tú správu o ňom po všetkých národoch.
And to start teaching people.
Aby začali vyučovať ľudí
about him.
O ňom.
It's crazy idea.
Je to naozaj šialená myšlienka.
But he had been with them.
Ale on bol s nimi.
For these 3 years, showing them what the kingdom was.
A tieto 3 roky im ukazoval, že aké je to kráľovstvo.
He even sent them away from him to try and do things for themselves.
A on ich aj posielal od seba preč, aby robili tie veci pre neho samostatne.
Sometimes it was successful, sometimes they failed.
Niekedy to bolo úspešné, niekedy zlyhávali.
But now is the time for them to do it.
Ale teraz bol nadišiel ten čas, kedy to mali urobiť.
It could have gone wrong big time, huh?
A on sa to naozaj mohlo veľmi, veľmi škaredo pokaziť.
But obviously Jesus knows better than us.
Ale samozrejme Ježiš vie lepšie ako my.
And they did it.
A oni to spravili, oni to zvládli.
We're here today because those disciples did what Jesus asked them to do.
My tu dnes stojíme preto, lebo tí ľudia urobili to, čo od nich vtedy Ježiš žiadal.
If it wasn't for these 11 and the other people that were joined with them,
ak by nebolo týchto 11 ľudí a tí zvyšní ľudia, ktorí boli napojení na týchto ľudí,
we wouldn't be here now.
Tak by sme tu dnes neboli.
But because they listened to these final words of Jesus,
ale kvôli tomu, že oni poslúchli tieto posledné slova od Ježiša,
here we are.
Tak sme tu.
This is why I asked you about the people who brought you to Christ.
A preto som sa vás pýtal na tých ľudí, ktorí vás priviedli ku Kristovi.
Because these disciples had to bring people to Christ.
Pretože aj títo učeníci mali privádzať ľudí ku Kristovi.
Then,
a potom,
they had to do the next step as well.
A mali urobiť ešte ďalší krok.
They had to teach these people, disciple these people.
Mali vyučovať týchto ľudí, mali ich učeníkovať.
They had to baptize the people.
Mali ich krstiť.
And we can see in the book of Acts.
A vidíme to v skutkoch.
That this is what they did.
Že to je presne to, čo nakoniec robili.
Yeah, the book of Acts is these people trying to figure out, okay, how do we do church?
A v skutkoch vidíme, že tí ľudia rozmýšľajú nad tým, tak dobre, tak ako budeme robiť tú cirkev?
How do we share the money around?
Ako budeme zdieľať peniaze?
How do we go to the synagogue to worship and do we have our own worship?
Budeme chodiť do synagógy a tam budeme uctievať alebo budeme mať svoje vlastné uctievanie?
And they had the problem of these Gentiles.
A potom mali problém s pohanmi?
Because they thought that the Messiah was for the Jews.
A pretože oni si mysleli, že ten Mesiáš bol pre Židov.
And Jesus said, all nations, all ethnic groups.
A Ježiš povedal, nie, je to pre všetky národy, pre všetky etnické skupiny.
And so then they had to work out, oh man, how do we get these Gentiles in?
A potom oni museli rozmýšľať nad tým, ako dostať na palubu aj tých pohanov.
And the Bible shows us that Peter was not really too happy with this.
A Biblia nám ukazuje, že Peter nebol veľmi šťastný s týmto nápadom.
And God had to show him in a dream that actually it was okay.
Alebo Pavol?
Yeah.
Pavol?
Peter.
Peter
needed a dream.
Aha. A potom Boh musel priniesť ten sen.
But the key to it all.
A ten kľúč do toho celého
is the last part, the last sentence.
Je posledná veta.
The last sentence that I will be with you always.
A posledná veta, že ja budem s vami po všetky dni.
I said to you that Matthew likes to tie things together.
A hovoril som o tom, ako Matúš rád dáva dokopy nejaké veci.
And so at the start of the book we have Emmanuel is born.
A na začiatku máme Immanuela, ktorý je narodený.
God with us.
Boh s nami.
And at the end of the book.
A na konci knihy.
We have Jesus saying, I am with you.
A máme Ježiša, ktorý hovorí, že ja som s vami.
Not just as you expect in a physical body.
A nie tak, ako by ste možno očakávali vo fyzickom tele.
But I will be with you by my spirit.
Ale budem s vami vo svojom duchu.
Genius idea.
A to je geniálna myšlienka.
Not just one person, but spirit in every person.
A nie len jeden človek, ale ten duch v každom človeku.
Yeah, it's like a virus spreading.
Je to ako vírus, ktorý sa šíri.
Yeah, if you got one person spreading the virus, it takes a long time, yeah?
Ak by mal byť jeden človek, ktorý by mal šíriť ten vírus, tak by to naozaj zabralo veľa času.
If everyone's got the virus, it spreads to more people.
Ale ak každý má ten vírus, tak sa to šíri k viacerým ľuďom.
And so it wasn't about the disciples being good enough to do this job.
Takže nebolo to učeníkov, ktorí boli dosť dobrí na to, aby zvládli túto úlohu.
They weren't qualified for the job.
A neboli veľmi kvalifikovaní pre tú úlohu.
But they had Jesus with them.
Ale mali so sebou Ježiša. Ježiš bol s nimi.
And they knew that.
A oni o tom vedeli.
And they knew that and they put it into practice.
Oni o tom vedeli a dali to, použili to v praxi.
So at the end of this book,
a teraz na konci tejto knihy,
what's our response to the book of Matthew?
Aká je naša reakcia na toto evanjelium?
And I think our response to the book of Matthew is,
a myslím, že naša odpoveď na knihu, túto knihu,
exactly the same as disciples.
By mala byť presne taká ako odpoveď učeníkov.
We've seen what Jesus did.
A videli sme, čo Ježiš urobil.
We've seen who Jesus is.
A videli sme, kým je.
We've listened to his teaching.
A počúvali sme jeho vyučovanie.
We've seen the miracles.
A videli sme zázraky.
And now,
a teraz,
it's over to us.
Tak teraz je to na nás.
To walk with Jesus all the time.
Aby sme kráčali s Ježišom po celý čas.
To tell people about him.
Aby sme hovorili ľuďom o ňom.
To disciple people.
Aby sme učeníkovali ľudí.
To baptize people.
Aby sme krstili ľudí.
To teach people.
Aby sme vyučovali ľudí.
So that his kingdom can be spread.
Tak aby jeho kráľovstvo sa šírilo.
We are the disciples, just like Peter, James, John.
Takže my sme takí istí učeníci, ako bol Peter, Jakub, Ján.
The Marys, Lazarus.
A Mária, Lazar.
All of these guys, we are the same as these guys.
My sme presne takí istí, ako títo ľudia.
I don't know, because it doesn't say it in the Bible.
Neviem.
So I'm on shaky ground. Yeah?
Takže teraz som na trošku takej teraz tekutej pôde.
But I can imagine these disciples from the Bible would probably think a bit like us.
Ale myslím, že tí učeníci vtedy asi rozmýšľali podobne ako my.
And think, oh, how do we do that?
A rozmýšľali tak, dobre, ako to spravíme?
I've got a wife and children.
Ja mám ženu a deti.
I've got a job.
Mám prácu.
I don't have time.
Nemám čas.
And it's true.
A je to pravda.
Yeah. But these guys seriously knew that God Jesus was with them and they had a job to do.
Ale títo ľudia seriózne vedeli, že Ježiš je s nimi a oni mali tú prácu, ktorú mali naplniť.
And thank God they did it.
A vďaka Bohu ju aj naplnili.
And I think back to Heather.
A keď sa vrátime naspäť k Eve.
Heather, the lady who helped
me. Yeah. K Heather.
Of course my parents.
K mojim rodičom.
Other people that helped me on my journey with Christ.
A k tým ostatným ľuďom, ktorí mi pomohli na mojej ceste ku Kristovi.
Heather didn't need to take me for a year working with her.
A Heather nepotrebovala ma vziať na ten rok, aby so mnou pracovala.
I was a long-haired teenager.
Bol som dlhovlasý teenager.
With an earring.
S naučnicou.
Why did she want to take me?
Prečo by tam zobrala na ten rok mňa?
It was extra work for her.
Bolo to pre ňu extra práca.
But she did it.
Ale spravila to.
Yeah. John Knight didn't need to take me out of the weekends to watch football.
A John nepotreboval ma cez víkendy zobrať, aby sme pozerali futbal spolu.
I had to find someone to talk to in the car. Maybe he didn't want to talk to a little boy in the car.
Alebo ma zobrať do auta, aby mal s kým hovoriť, rozprávať sa.
But through doing this, they showed me Christ.
Ale tým, že to robili, tak mi ukazovali Krista.
And so I would like to encourage you.
A tak teraz by som vás chcel povzbudiť,
to continue discipling people if you're already doing it.
Aby ste pokračovali v tom učeníkovaní ľudí, ak to už robíte.
Because it's so important.
A pretože je to veľmi dôležité.
And you may think that it's not doing anything. You may think it's not working. A
možno sa vám zdá, že to nič, že sa nič nedeje.
But you maybe don't know the impact you're having on people.
Ale možno iba neviete, aký dopad máte na tých ľudí.
And I'd like to encourage you again with like your conversations with people.
A chcem vás znovu pozbudiť, aj keď máte rozhovory s ľuďmi.
Think of these people in me.
Rozmýšľajte nad tými ľuďmi v imi.
This couple of years of something different, what impact that might have.
Som týchto pár rokov, aký dopad to na tých ľudí malo.
So keep going if you're doing this.
Takže pokračujte v tom, ak to už robíte.
If you're not doing it, who can you disciple?
A ak to nerobíte, tak rozmýšľate nad tým, koho môžete pomôcť, koho môžete učeníkovať.
Who is there that you can just share something about Jesus with them?
A s kým môžete zdieľať niečo o Ježišovi?
Because this is what we need to be doing.
Pretože to je to, čo musíme robiť.
and allow Jesus' spirit to be with us and to embolden us.
A musíme dovoliť Ježišovmu duchu, aby bol s nami, aby nás pozbudzoval, aby nám dával odvahu, múdrosť.
And so, the challenge and the encouragement.
Takže tá výzva a povzbudenie.
I think the gospels are telling us the good news of Jesus.
Tak evanjeliá nám hovoria tú dobrú správu o Ježišovi.
So Matthew is telling us about the good news of Jesus.
Takže Matúš nám hovorí túto dobrú správu o Ježišovi.
But also when we started to think about the book of Matthew.
A tiež keď sme začínali rozmýšľať nad touto knihou.
I wanted to look at the disciples.
Tak som sa chcel pozrieť na učeníkov.
The mistakes they make.
Na tie chyby, ktoré robia.
The things they learn.
Na tie veci, ktoré sa učia.
Because we are disciples too.
Pretože my sme takisto učeníci.
And so good news is for us to spread.
Takže teraz tá dobrá správa, tú dobrú správu máme šíriť my.
Not because we're qualified.
Nie pretože sme na to kvalifikovaní.
Not because we're great.
Nie pretože sme skvelí.
But because of Emmanuel.
Ale kvôli tomu, že Boh je s nami.
God is with us.
Boh je s nami, Emmanuel.
Let's pray.
Modlíme sa.
So Lord God, thank you for your word.
A Pane Bože, ďakujem ti za tvoje slovo.
Thank you that we've been able to study this gospel of Matthew.
Ďakujem ti za to, že sme mohli študovať toto evanjelium Matúša.
Lord, I thank you for these men and women who met you on earth.
Ďakujem ti za týchto mužov a ženy, ktorí ťa stretli tu na zemi.
And who have spread your word to so many people.
A ktorí šírili to tvoje slovo o tebe k toľkým veľa ľuďom.
Thank you for Matthew who wrote these words for us.
Ďakujem ti za Matúša, ktorý tieto slova pre nás zapísal.
So that we can know what you were like.
Aby sme mohli vedieť, aký si bol, aký si.
So that we can know what your kingdom looks like.
Aké je tvoje kráľovstvo.
And so that we can try to live as part of your kingdom.
Aby sme sa mohli pokúšať žiť ako súčasť tvojho kráľovstva.
So I pray that you would be with us.
Tak ťa prosím, aby si bol s nami.
I pray that we would know, not just in our head,
aby sme vedeli nielen v našej hlave,
but in our hearts that you are with us at all times.
Ale aj v našich srdciach, že ty si s nami neustále.
And that with you everything is possible.
A že s tebou všetko je možné.
And so I pray that you would help us to be able to take part in what you are doing.
A tak ťa prosím, aby si nám pomohol robiť, byť súčasťou toho, čo ty robíš.
That you would help us to be able to disciple people.
Aby si nám pomohol učeníkovať tých ľudí.
To tell people about you.
A rozprávať ľuďom
to
o tebe.
Teach people about you.
Vyučovať ich o tebe.
So that your kingdom can come.
Aby tvoje kráľstvo mohlo prísť.
So that your will be done.
Aby tvoja vôľa bola naplnená.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Na zemi aj na nebi.
And we thank you that you have all authority.
A ďakujem ti za to, že ty máš všetku autoritu, všetku moc.
That you are ruling.
Za to, že ty panuješ.
And that we can trust you.
A za to, že ti môžeme dôverovať.
Amen.
Amen.